Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's National Eat What You Want Day.
Eat what you want for breakfast.
Yeah, or maybe lunch.
Or just dinner.
Eat what you want.
Eat what I want.
Anyone can eat what they want.
Eat what you want to eat.
You want to eat?
You want to eat, don't you?
You don't let me eat what I want to eat.
I feel like there should be an app that analyzes your tongue and tells you what you want to eat.
Don't try and get healthy. Eat what you want and die early.
Happy National Eat What You Want Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, just eat what you want today, all day long.
Yes, so it's Monday.
Yeah, basically. Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our producer, Morty, who is still working from home, as a lot of people are doing.
Yeah.
But I guess things are starting to relax a little bit, and a lot of companies are bringing back people in shifts.
Right.
Which I think is a good idea at this point in time.
It is very smart. It's very smart. We may have to do that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's gotten used to, you know, just doing things differently for a little while.
Yeah.
Anyhow, for a little while. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're at, what is it, May now? It's all started in well, really like February or so.
Yeah.
Staying home in March. We're that much closer to a vaccine. That much closer.
Okay.
So that's how I figure it.
And by the way, if you're keeping track, show number 1,884, Carla.
Okay.
84.
Nice. Wow.
And thanks to everybody who joined us on the
our
Zoom happy hour
party.
Yes,
our Zoom happy hour. It was quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
Quite fun. Talked to a couple this morning, as a matter of fact. We'll have to do that again. We definitely will have to do that again.
1 hour flew by like that.
I know it. I know. I've got games for the next one.
I've got games.
Everybody settle down. Make sure the pen
clicks.
We
thought we were going to be able to do that.
I know. I know.
Time just went by so fast.
It was a blast. It really was.
We have to do that again.
Yeah. And if all of you are listening, we thank you.
Yes.
Across the country, too.
For putting up with us.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ryan Katowski got through. Picked up the $500, qualified for the $10,000. Your first chance to win in the 10K payday contest. Beasley Banker said, hey, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to buy my wife a nice late Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, didn't have the money, but now I do.
Here it is, honey.
So, had it all along. Your next chance to win coming up in the 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening to that. Sunshine breezy today, same for tomorrow. Saturday 93, 85 the high tomorrow.
Okay.
76 right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Kardashians in trouble. Khloe decided to prank her sister Kourtney over the weekend by toilet papering her house. Yeah. Oh, man. Kourtney posted a video, called it genius. People on social media all over the world pretty much disagree when there are people who still can't get it. So
yeah.
That was, and I mean a lot of it. They posted the video. A lot.
I just didn't think
it.
People on any level still TP'd.
I know.
I know.
I didn't think so either.
But,
it's pretty old school, but yeah I know. Olivia Jade, you know that name. She honored her mother, Lori Loughlin, on Mother's Day yesterday. She said, you are my best friend and have held my hand every day for 20 years, making it look like motherhood is an easy job. So, now where's my yacht? It's good for her. I don't want to mention, but gosh, what a crazy weekend. Roy Horn, Siegfried and Roy, he died of complications from the virus on Friday, 75 years old. I had mentioned a few weeks back that he had tested positive, and you know, it sounded like he might be doing okay, but he was not deteriorated, of course.
Yeah.
And some of you may remember in 2003, he was attacked by the white tiger, Montecorn. He didn't do real well. You know, from then till now. Very sad. Mm-hmm. Comedian Jerry Stiller has passed away.
What?
Yeah, natural causes. Yes. Yes, Jerry Stiller.
Boy,
at 92 years old.
Talk about a guy who had not only one, two, but almost three, four careers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stiller and Mira. If you don't, that was a comedy team that he and Mira, you know, they were
married
great.
Forever.
Yes, they were married forever. And
yes.
Then, of course, Seinfeld, King of Queens. Of course, Ben Stiller said he was a great dad, a great grandfather, and the most dedicated husband to Anne for about 62 years. He will be greatly missed. And, man alive, rock and roll pioneer Little Richard. Richard has passed away. If you didn't know, his real name was Richard Wayne Penniman. He was battling bone cancer, and his agent said he talked to him just a few weeks ago. He could tell his health was not good, but little Richard did not want to talk about it. He did pass away on Saturday, 87 years old. Sad weekend. It really was. But boy, some amazing lives that were led in those three people.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee. For now, that is my take. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio at 702-739-9636. Want to reach out, talk or text? Talk or text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. I know a lot of places are opened over the weekend, are planning to open in the next couple of days, according to the governor.
Yeah.
He said, but with strict guidelines.
Yeah. I'm seeing some people come up with some really clever things. Mm-hmm. There's a place in Ohio. It's in Canton, Ohio. It's called Twisted Citrus Restaurant. They're installing clear shower curtains between like every other table. Yeah, because they said so you can still see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we need to move them, you can move them easily. You can move them aside if there's a reason to do that.
Okay.
They said they're looking into plexiglass, but it's pretty heavy and they don't want injuries as of yet until they know how to set that up. But it's kind of cool. I would do that.
Shower curtains.
It seems like there's still people.
Yeah.
So you can see them over there, but you don't have to, if they sneeze or cough, there it is, right there.
On the flip side,
too.
Yes, it would. Yes.
On the flip side, an ice cream shop in Massachusetts.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Finally got to reopen over the weekend, and like everybody else, they have the guidelines, but they had to close down again the very next day because customers got angry, kept verbally abusing the workers. Here's the owner talking about that. Listen to this poor guy.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language, you wouldn't even say in a men's locker room. And to say it to a 17-year-old kid, they should be ashamed of themselves. Now I open the doors to a whole new world with gloves and masks and we running around like chickens. But people don't, they're like, where's my ice cream? I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream. They have no clue how to respect other human beings.
I think that's the best line.
I know. Yeah.
That puts everything into perspective.
I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream.
It's ice cream, people.
Yeah, come on.
You got teenagers working there.
Boy, and one thing, whether you're going out or not, guess what? You're probably going to have to wait for things.
Yeah.
So be patient. God.
So we had to close down the next day.
See?
I'm not going to open up.
You know what? You give them a little bit and nope. Got to take it away. Sorry.
Take a breath.
Too much.
Recoup. Let's try this again.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, only.
Only. O-N-L-Y, only.
That is the word you need, only. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday tomorrow. Enter the code word, only, online at 96.3kklz.com. Or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word only. You have 15 minutes to do this. Now, if you do get a weird number calling you, please pick it up. Could be the Beasley banker wanting to let you know you squeaked it in and you won $500. Again, the word only. 15 minutes to enter it. You can do it with the short code 45911. Good luck.
If you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, only is the code word. O-N-L-Y. Text it to 45911 or to qualify for the $10,000. And remember, every correct and on-time entry through our app or the website, 96.3kklz.com. Whether you win the $500 or not, you're still qualified for the $10,000. And we announce that winner tomorrow morning in the 9 a.m. hour. So you still have till 7:15. Enter the word only. 10K payday contest on that. Sunshine breezy today, tomorrow. High 93 today, 83 tomorrow, 76 outside right now. Are they making it?
I'm so glad I'm in this room with you. I think I think they're coasting downhill. You know, we mentioned last week we have two bike riders, a husband and wife, I think, that ride up our street every morning now. And at
the same time.
Same time. And he's always way ahead of her, just pedaling real fast. And she's in, like, I don't know, the lowest gear. Because she's just, it's so labored.
It looks like she's just dying.
It does. And they always turn around and just park for a few minutes, take their breath. And then I think they coast back downhill.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Every morning at the same time.
Oh, God love her. I really want to go out there. Maybe I'll go out tomorrow. Honey, just change gears. Oh,
all right, here you go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well. I'll tell you, it's called Epic Games. They're developers of video games. They say that people spent a collective 3.2 billion hours playing Fortnite in April.
Wow.
3.2 billion hours on Fortnite. I have not played. I don't know the game that well. But 3.2 billion. Wow.
My grandson is into Roblox.
Okay. Okay.
He plays
That's cool.
All the time.
I want to get our guru on the phone again because there's some new games that have popped up over the last couple weeks that have really, you know, taken hold. So I want to talk to them.
Maybe this week.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Listen to this. Americans making more impulse buys during the pandemic than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
January, average person was spending about $155 a month on impulse buys.
Wow.
April, up to about $183. Mm-hmm. Mostly stuff that's hard to get. The you know, cleaning supplies, hand sanitizers, things like that. When they see it, they'll grab a ton of it.
Yeah.
But others say they bought themselves a treat that they had their eyes on for a while. Some, like, game consoles.
Oh.
Other have bought a lot of shoes.
Morty!
Yes, exactly.
He's our impulse buyer on the morning show.
Yes, he is. I'll tell you later today.
On our bought. The Zoom party.
Yeah.
He described, because a lot of people wanted to know when we had mentioned the bag of crap.
Yeah, yeah, he brought the...
Sometimes you get... nothing, and other times you get a whole pallet.
Yeah, you get really cool things. His was the nothing bag of crap.
Right, so far.
Well, he did get crap because he got a squishy poop emoji. And listen to this. The porn industry may save us all. They may be the key to helping us reopen safely. They have been doing, you hear about contact tracing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing large-scale contact tracing and testing to prevent the spread of STDs for years. So they know how this is done en masse. So officials have not reached out to them for advice so far, but
you never know. We're
maybe
here.
Maybe you do. Yeah, listen, we're okay.
Yeah.
All right? We are okay. So might be worth it. Who knows? You know what? It is Monday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
We had mentioned that some businesses were opening, not only citywide, but across the country. And in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy opened his ice cream shop.
Yeah.
And people were so rude. How did he put it?
I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream.
Yes.
Had to shut it down the next day.
I hate to hear that.
So being Mother's Day weekend, after talking about this, we got a couple of texts.
Yeah, and they just kind of came in after that. I won't mention names, but he said, my wife's restaurant opened yesterday. Complete zoo. No customers wearing masks. People just crowded into the lobby, demanding food, grabbing other people's orders, short-staffed. Restaurant supposed to be at 50% capacity, not just absolutely crazy. And then just right after that, I got another from a woman who said, restaurant I worked at opened yesterday, complete mayhem, no masks, rude, rude, rude people. I don't know if people did go out this weekend. Because, you know, a lot of things did open. And I'm just kind of wondering what your experience was.
All right. 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Did you venture out with the new strict guidelines set by the governor?
Exactly.
And what was it like?
And if you're on the other end, if you do work at a restaurant, you know, if you have a better experience to share, please do.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. But just remember,
I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. I was kind of surprised at our Pour Your Own Happy Hour Zoom party.
Yeah.
That people were kind of shocked.
Shocked!
To find out that we answer our own phones.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know it.
Like the who was it in New York that said,
Andrea.
Andrea.
Yeah.
We used to listen to a morning show, but they're kind of jerky.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
And they would never answer their phones. And when we called you, it was like, and we always do, hey, it's Mike and Carla who's on the phone.
Yeah.
And it was you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I know it.
Again, thank you very much for everybody joining us. 7:36, throwing it out there this morning because under strict guidelines, some places open just in time for Mother's Day.
Right.
Did you go out and what was it like as compared to the ice cream shop in Massachusetts, which had to close down the next day because the people were rude? They were just grabbing stuff. They were complaining.
Right.
And a couple of other places found the same thing, that people were, it was packed.
Yeah.
And everybody was rude.
Yeah, I hate hearing that. I really do. I guess I thought it would be really orderly and people would be nice. They'd
right.
be inside for a while. Mike said, if restaurants have signs maybe that say we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, they need to add including a-holes to that.
Yeah.
He said, does the virus also kill brain cells? Now, one of our listeners, this is interesting, Dan, who says being a black male, which the virus has hit us very, very hard. Until cases fall for two straight weeks across the country and people quit dying, I'm good with takeout and being around the people I love.
Yeah.
Marcus said, once I see no adverse effects, then I'll consider heading back out to the Olive Garden again. Not to mention, I don't want to be the guinea pig. I care about my family too much. So
I asked Jody, I said, listen, do you want me to go out and get you breakfast?
Right.
Or I'll make breakfast? And she said, no. And so we just, as you know, and I'm great with this.
Right.
We just hung at home.
Yeah.
We watched a couple of shows and we just hung out by the pool and then that was it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I went somewhere Saturday to pick food up and it was ridiculous what I saw. It was ridiculous
packed.
What I saw in there. Packed. Whatever. I don't want to. If I say what it was, I'm sure I probably would call them out. But in an area where they were doing things that you would normally do, but not now.
Right.
You know, you're putting your lips on things and no.
Okay.
No. And packed with people doing that. People are like, where were you, Carla?
Were you at the Love Store?
Yes,
I saw an ad for them. They've reopened.
No, they're not open, John.
Strict guidelines.
Yes. And a lot of texts we'll get to.
All right. Liza, what about you? Did you go out?
Well, no, because I have to work, but I went to a restaurant, which is close to where we work, and you know what, people had masks, people were courteous, but you gotta remember it was like during lunchtime and people were picking up their lunch and stuff for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So for me, but we also gotta remember there's a lot of angry people right now, and you know, we don't know what they're going through. I have no idea why people are rude, but they're rude in retail.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you gotta do? Just accept it for what it is.
Yeah, but you don't take, when I'm having a hard time, I sure don't take it out on somebody who's serving me food or ringing up my pants.
And you know, and I really realize that, but right now I've noticed there's a lot of angry people. But you know what? We didn't cause this. We didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We have to accept it for what it is, and the social distancing and everything else. You know what? This is all new to everyone, but my cousin in Texas was telling me South Padre Island Drive beaches. She said everybody was just having a great time, not social distancing. So what do? We have to accept life as it is, you know?
Got to be careful. Got to do what's right for you.
Sure.
And through it all, take a deep breath.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm just taking care of myself. I wear my mask. I have to do what I got to do.
Good.
But you know what? It's all going to blow over later. We just got to give it time and let everybody just settle down with their anger issues. And that's okay, you know?
All right, Liza, thank you
for the call.
Congratulations, Kevin Leidick, who picked up $500. His reaction to the Beasley Banker when he won.
Oh, and I have to stuff it away for some bills right now. Kind of got one income only. Wife's in furlough right now with all this fun stuff going on.
That's what he's
going
to do with the money. Your next chance to win, 9 o'clock. Surviving Mother's Day weekend. You know, I said that Jody and I, we just kind of hung out at the house.
Right.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
All week long, all weekend long. And that's all she wanted to do. Last hour talking about those places that were just crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had a few people who said just that. It really was just nuts. You know, a lot of people said, I'm just going to keep picking up food because it's crazy. Somebody, I wish I could find the, somebody kind of summed it up pretty well here. There we go. And again, I don't want to read names. Mike and Carl, all I can say is, wow, I have no words to describe it. Fools, fools, fools is what I saw. We're going to have a second wave, and it's going to be hell to pay. We need to respect one another from the top to the bottom, as we people are the cause of our own problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you go out or not, that and you, if you choose to go out, you choose to go out. But just try to be smart. Try to be nice, too. It sounds like people were just rude. You're going to wait. You're going to wait for things.
Yeah.
And you know what? But try to tip as well. Go knowing that it may take a little longer.
Yeah.
You may have to stand a little farther away. You might have to wear a mask. But if that's all it takes, let's do it, man.
Just keep in mind, no matter where you go, like the ice cream owner in Massachusetts said,
I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream.
Yes.
Had to close the next day.
Ice cream.
Sunshine today, a little breezy today and tomorrow. High today, 93, 85 tomorrow, 80 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, according to many people that surround them, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been literally, quote, staying at opposite ends of the house in an effort to keep things civil during the pandemic. Now, remember, they don't live in a, you know, 1,500 square foot home. Theirs is pretty much well over about 15,000 square feet, and they're still stir crazy. Now, again, sources say that they're arguing, they're at each other's throats during the pandemic.
They're probably in phase 5 or 6
now. Yeah, they say she's frustrated with him.
Yeah.
She says he's not pulling his weight in the family responsibilities.
I
would imagine you have people, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift doing a concert special this Sunday on ABC. It'll air immediately following the season finale of American Idol. I don't know. It sounds like she's doing it specifically for this night. So good for her.
And she's going to be at her house?
I don't know that it's going to be at her house. Maybe so.
Oh.
Maybe so. It's Taylor Swift. What does she care? Do it at her house. She can, you know, float on a pool. What does she care? I'm Taylor Swift. Why, Mike? Does it matter? I'm Taylor Swift.
I'll sing, you wear it, and everything will be.
And they're yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Okay. And Patriots owner Robert Kraft has put his Super Bowl 51 championship ring up for auction. This is to benefit the all-in challenge that a lot of celebrities are doing.
Oh.
The starting bid was set at $75,000, and I did check when I came in this morning. It was just over $330,000.
Wow.
For this ring. The winner will also get a personal visit with him. So at his office, not at a Florida day spa, but it's at his office. So
they don't get the massage or anything?
No, they do not get a massage. No. Sure, he'll rub your back if you'd like, though. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
The last hour, how impulse buying has gone up.
Right.
And then when you mentioned that story about the ring, Robert Kraft, the Super Bowl ring that he's auctioning off.
Yeah.
For charity.
Right. Right.
Started out at what, $75,000?
Yeah, and it's up over $330,000 now. Well over.
Can't even imagine how you explain that to the wife.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Especially if she's driving.
I bought it on impulse, honey.
Yeah.
What?
I bought a ring.
Bought a ring.
Over $300,000.
Yes. Is it for me?
No. It's a Super Bowl ring.
What? Wow.
What is the last thing that you bought on impulse? Being quarantined and just shopping online.
The very sad thing is I have bought so many things that I may have needed, but it's like, oh, wait a minute. Let me go to Amazon. I need that. I need some new patio chairs.
Oh, look at it. It's premium, so I can get that 2 days later.
I'll have to show you what I bought. I bought something. I don't have a pool, and I wish I had one now, but you know what I bought? It was like, I want something I could put water in and just lay in it.
Yeah.
It's the coolest, like a raft that I would bring to your house to be in the water, but I read in the reviews you can fill it up with water. It's huge.
Oh.
You can lay back in it in the sun. It's so cool.
I bought
it's
one of
really
those
cool.
a long time ago, and I believe there was alcohol involved.
Yeah.
One of those big square rectangle pool blow-up pools.
Oh, those are the,
Sharper Image.
Yes. Lasted a long time, too.
It did. And I got the one. I went a couple of bucks higher because it had the cup holders.
Right. Yeah.
So I could lay in and then put my pop right there.
I think we had the same ones. I used to empty it about every week because with the hot,
right.
You know, you had to clean it, empty it, and, water the lawn with it, then fill it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
What was the last thing? What was your last impulse buy?
Wow.
702-739-9636. Impulse buying numbers are up.
Yes, they are.
I'm sure you, everybody listening this morning has been a part of that. So we want to know. We want to hear what was your last impulse buy. 702-739-9636. You want to call us, you can do that, or text for the same number, 702-739-9636. Would love to hear from you, okay? So that we're not the only ones.
Yes.
It's been at work.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, 702-739-9636. Just talking about impulse buying. The numbers are up. People are impulse buying. We just want to know, what's the last thing? What was your big last minute impulse buy?
One of our listeners bought an electric scooter, $229. Love that. Another, Kim said, my husband bought a tractor with all the attachments. Surprise to me.
A tractor?
A tractor.
With all the attachments. What does that even mean?
I know, because we don't live in tractor. I don't even know, like, if you need one here. And I know they can do other things,
Call my wife, because she was raised on a ranch.
Yeah.
And she can drive a tractor.
Right.
So I'm sure she would know what other attachments she would need.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I got to drive one years ago, and it was fun to, bale hay.
You're right. Or plow the land or something.
I don't know what we need one here for. Misty said, I moved from an apartment to a house during quarantine, so I have a lot of yard work to do, as well as hanging stuff. So I got a drill at Home Depot. And I thought, this is great. And then I opened it up and I didn't get the battery. And on the box, it even says battery and charger not included.
Yeah, you got to read the fine print.
Keep that. Well, it's a girl. Us girls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg says, my last impulse buy was a 24-volt ride-on tank for my grandson.
Oh.
He loves it. So does his mom. So do I.
All right. Nancy's on the phone. Nancy, what was your last impulse buy?
A baby Yoda.
There you go. That is an impulse buy.
You just had to have it.
Nancy, how big? A little one?
I forgot the kids. They advertised on Facebook.
Yes, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Morty also ordered that, but I don't think they're going to be to you even until June or July, I think.
Yeah, they said because of shipping and transportation because of the coronavirus.
That, and then they were mass producing because they were so popular.
You know what? I'll come clean, Nancy. You know my impulse buy, and I don't normally do this because I don't shop online.
Yeah,
Jody does all that.
Yeah.
I bought those solar LED lights that you just pop in the ground.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I bought those 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I'm still waiting for delivery.
Oh, man.
Well, I hope you get them, Mike. I hope.
I do love lights. You know that.
Yeah,
I love to have the lights.
You do like lights. Yes, you do.
Lights and throw pillows.
Yes, you do, Mr. Michael. Yes, you do.
Nancy, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
You too. Bye.
Here you go. A couple of more texts from people and their impulse buys. Numbers are going up.
Yeah, they definitely are. They definitely are going up. Melissa said, mega red vitamins and a printer. She said, my brain needs help. Thus the mega reds. Mm-hmm. And it's turning to mush because of quarantine and my printer just sucks. By the way, a little follow-up on the one who bought the tank for the grandchild, the electric tank.
Yeah.
Apparently he fell over. Apparently the tank stops real fast, and he fell over. He said, 63-year-old grandfather, not real smart these days. Careful there, Gramps.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. I know it. Somebody else bought, because the kids are inside, and we've been doing school daily. I thought we'd buy our small one of those little electric Jeeps. So they got online and bought a little electric Jeep for their 4-year-old. So, okay, good, nice, right. I like it.
Bree's on the phone. Bree, what about you, your last impulse buy?
I will say my boyfriend and I just put an offer in on a house.
Oh.
But let's just say in a matter of like 2 days, we went from looking at apartments to putting an offer in on a house.
Wow.
Well,
mortgages right now, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a waiting game right now. Realtor said we should know the end of this week, so kind of hoping to get an answer soon.
That's huge.
Now's probably sadly a good time to buy a house.
Right. Or maybe in like another month.
Right. But yeah, I impulse buys. I thought maybe somebody bought the 24 pack of paper towels or
peanut
something
butter,
like that.
A new kind of peanut butter.
Yeah, we'll try this now. You know what, honey? I'm going to go ahead and buy that hand sanitizer. Okay.
Carrie, tell Carla what you and your husband bought.
Bought a Porsche.
I'm sorry, what?
No, it was used, but we got a Porsche.
Oh.
Been looking into it, and something that he's always wanted, and the price was awesome, so we purchased it. It was just out of fun. My husband wanted to buy like a little something to go racing with.
Uh-huh.
And so what he was looking at was junk, and I said, absolutely not. You've always wanted a Porsche?
Yeah.
Let's look at it. Now it's used, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was a perfect price. We couldn't believe it.
Well, you better keep an eye on him, honey.
Wow.
Because can you say midlife crisis?
I will tell you this, aside from Jody, best wife ever.
Yeah, I guess so.
Best wife ever.
She's a Porsche. Okay.
Honey, you don't want to buy that one. You want to buy this one.
All right. Smell perfume, honey.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right. Here's your chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest with this hour's code word, PAY.
PAY. P-A-Y. PAY.
That's simple. For your chance to win $500 right now, text PAY to 45911. That's 45911. Win that $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter PAY at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app that you now have on your smartphone. Again, the word PAY. You have 15 minutes to do this, and do be sure if you get some weird phone number calling you in about a half hour, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you finally won $500. Again, the word PAY. You've got 15 minutes. You can text it to that short code, 45911. Good luck.
If you just missed it, a couple of minutes ago gave you the word PAY. P-A-Y. PAY is the code word. Text it to 45911. For a shot to win $500 to qualify for the $10,000, which, by the way, we announce the winner of the grand prize tomorrow morning in this hour, the 9 o'clock hour. Every on-time and correct entry, whether you win the $500 or not, you have a shot to qualify for the $10,000 by entering the word on the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. So do that. Got until 9:15. So good luck. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I always thought this would happen, but never thought I'd actually see a real story about it.
Yeah?
Cops in England went to a house on Thursday night with an arrest warrant for a guy who missed a court appearance, but the guy took off running into the woods. And he was hiding. Carla, he was hiding.
Oh.
But had a bad case of gas.
Oh, no.
And he's farting everywhere.
Gave him up.
And everybody went, whoa. Listen.
Hold on. Ah, geez. He's over there. Yeah. Yeah.
They found him. They found him hiding in a bush.
Yeah. You go get him, Bob.
let's just wait him out here. Hold on. Three-year-old boy noticed that the elderly neighbor's newspapers were piling up outside her door. So he told his parents, who called the cops. The woman, this is sad, she had locked herself in the basement.
Oh, jeez.
Was trapped for 3 days. What? And this kid, a three-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Said, hey, the papers are stacking up. Somebody.
Wow, good for him.
Maybe we should check.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. She's all right?
Yes, she's fine.
All right. Wow.
But the poor woman was trapped.
That was I'm down. Leave me alone. I'm down here. I don't want to see my family. Yeah. They're in court.
Old lady law bomb, my third grade teacher.
Leave me alone. I'm fine. One last week who didn't call her family. They were worried. She said she just didn't want to talk to them. I'm tired of them. I don't want to talk to them. Listen, in New Hampshire, a woman was stopped for speeding twice in 15 minutes. State trooper caught her, Nicole, doing 90 on the turnpike Saturday. 13 minutes later, doing 111 on another highway. She was charged with reckless operation, and she's facing future charges because they found drugs in her car the second time. Way to go, Nicole. Thanks a lot. That's great. Yeah. 111 miles?
Okay. If you get a speed, don't bring the drugs with you.
No. And a bull, Mike, a bull recently knocked out power to about 700 homes in Chapelton, England. He had a little itch on his butt. So he stopped by the pole.
And rubbed up against
it? Scratched up against it. Yep, and he got zapped. He's going to be okay, but 11,000 volts, the city went dark. Bull walked off with just a big bump on his head. He fell over.
But and a burn on his bum.
What the heck happened there?
Yeah.
Man, but my itch is gone. My that's gone. I don't know what happened there. It's kind of dark now.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Power. I know.
Shot to the butt.
Look at what happened to me here. Millie, look at what happened to my head. Was it the bad milk? Did we drink some spoiled? What heck?
Bad shrimp. There? Bad shrimp.
Yes, exactly. Bad clams. Power was restored in a few hours. Everything's okay now in Chapelton, England. It is Monday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Do it at the end of every show, a little good news to start your day with. This comes to us from Cassie. She actually told me about three ladies in Pahrump. She said, you guys, they created a nonprofit business called One Mask at a Time. They are sewing face masks and only charging for shipping. They just charge for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you only order what you need for your family. Don't be hoarding things, but whatever you may need for your family personally. They're also asking for volunteers to help sew masks if you feel like you want to help. They do accept $5 donations as well as donations of material and elastic to make these masks with. This is going to go on a while.
Oh.
So they are there to help. And if you want to help, it's called One Mask at a Time, and you can find them on their website, onemaskatatime.org. Thank you, Cassie, for sending that to me. In Pahrump, three women, nonprofit making masks.
Awesome.
That is very, very cool. I like to hear those things. And if you have more of those locally, if somebody is doing something like that, your business has been good to you, just something good right here in Las Vegas. I know things are happening, so tell me about that.
Yeah, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page on our website, or just call us.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Give us your version of your feel-good story. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. To start off your day, as you probably are just waking up.
Yes.
You have that new schedule. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, auto, life. Find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Hey, I'm not an emergency room. Urgency care. It's just ice cream.
Oy vey,
people. Some of these places that opened up over the weekend, it just was awful.
No, it didn't go well. Try if you are going to go somewhere and sit down and dine, try to be nice. No, you're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wait and leave a little tip, would you?
And how did you go out? Where did you go out over the weekend? We talked about that locally.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. A lot of people said, you know what? It was crazy.
Yeah.
Although a few people had said, you know, there was one place I went or this place.
Right, right.
And it wasn't bad.
No, I'm going to stay in my backyard and eat my bucket of chicken and my little floaty.
Finger licking good. And impulse buying. The numbers are up, so we wanted to know, what was your last impulse buy?
Wow.
I think everybody was shocked.
Shocked!
When a woman said, a Porsche.
Yeah, I know.
It was used. It was a used Porsche.
Mike, I bought disc lights.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I got solar lights. Gee.
But you bought a Porsche. Very nice.
Wow.
All right, listen, Wendy Rush in next. Your next chance to score in the 10K Payday Contest, 11 o'clock. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock hour, we will announce the grand prize winner of the $10,000 grand prize. So make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.